back to the show. Now, off camera, we were talking a little bit about our connection with the veterans and the legions and the fundraiser. Again, Freedom Train is our feature band. They're going to be performing this Saturday night, February 11th, at Branch 60 here in Brand Street in Burlington. Tickets are still available. You can get them at the door. You can go to our website, www.thedisabilitychannel.ca. And I know Carl has a soft spot in his heart for legions, like we all do. Just give me your perspective on what's going on today, and I know you played at a Legion a couple months back.
Well, Legion halls are like a staple in our society for years. There was a place that you know that your parents would go to, and it's a shame that as the older generation is moving on, it's sad to say that some Legions are having troubles hanging on, and they do a lot of good work for the community, and they do help veterans. And there's veterans who are not that old. People don't think about that, but there's 50-year-old veterans, yeah. There's 60-year-old veterans that fought in Afghanistan, and like all kinds of
you
wars.
Just nailed it, Carl, that they need support.
So right? It's good to think about Legions, and you know, don't write them off. They're there, go to a Legion and have a pint.
Now, Carl is a triple threat, because not only are you the lead singer, right? You're the bass player, but you also teach music. Can you tell us a little bit about your studio?
I thought you were going to say I was a hell of a dancer.
Well, you could be.
I'm not a dancer, but a triple threat. I was thinking, oh my God, I can't dance. What are you saying? I'm blessed to have a studio, and I work with up-and-coming talent, and I help shape their songs, and I produce records for people. I've worked with some wonderful people over the years, so many.
How is that sitting on the other side of the instrument?
Oh, I love it.
We
chat about the song, and it's great meeting these new musicians, and getting to work with some musicians I've always wanted to work with who come to the studio, and I get to watch them play.
Can you share a couple of who you've helped out with us?
Well, recently, Dave Ray from Teenage Head, his solo record, and he's such a ball of energy and a joy to work
Dave's
with.
Dave's a great guy.
A great Canadian band, Red Hill Valleys, who have got some records out. I've been fortunate to be a part of their team since the beginning, and they're doing really well. The Red Hill Valleys, they're called.
That's great.
Acts like the Foreign Films. Lots of great new talent. Yeah, and I love it.
So important that you're giving back, right? Because you've been in the industry for a while now, and you're very successful. Like, the most successful band I know. Like, next to, Foreigners. You know what I mean? Like,
we're not household name big, but we're lucky that we're able to actually make a living playing all types of shows, from music festivals to events like your event, private birthday parties, functions. We've played weddings. Corporate things. So the fact that we're able to do a variety of types of events and be able to actually do this as our job, the three of us are very blessed and fortunate.
Well, you deserve it. You're very talented.
Thanks, man.
What I want to do is I want to tie in this, the end of the interview, with a special story. We're here at Pepperwood Bistro, and I don't know if Pepperwood Bistro, the viewers know or the patrons know, but Nickelbrook plays a big part. Here, they give their microbrewery here to Pepperwoods. And Carl just played for John, who's a wonderful guy in Nickelbrook. We were at their event. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with John.
Well, I first met John through my dad. My dad made homemade beer and homemade wine through John's business of Better Bitters years ago. And I would go when I was younger and help bottle. And then John ended up seeing Freedom Train years ago. He was like, hey, you guys should do this party for me. And then next thing you know, he's been quite an ally for my group. A lot of this business is word of mouth.
Yeah.
So we've been fortunate that if he has a liquor tent or if he's affiliated with an event, we're blessed that we're on his list of acts that he's recommended before. And so thank you, John. So he's got us a lot of cool gigs over the years.
Yeah, he's a super guy, and I love his establishment on Mainway, right?
It's a great new establishment, yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. I just wanted to tie in, because it's all about community, right?
Yeah.
And the guys here at Pepperwood, Stephen Bell, has been wonderful.
This is a great restaurant.
So, Carl, before I let you go, if people want to book you or find out more information about the band, where can they go?
Thanks, Jay. Freedom Train, we're called. So freedomtrain.ca or Facebook, type Freedom Train. You can find us, messages, and if you want any more information, just give me a shout.
That's great, Carl.
Again, I want to thank all of our guests today, Carl Jennings from Freedom Train. I want to thank Carly Hubble from Royal LePage. I want to thank the owner of Pepperwood Bistro, Stephen Bell, for having us here today. Wonderful establishment. I come here all the time. It's my local place to come and grab a bite or a beer. Again, if you want to find out more information about our fundraiser this Saturday night, February 11th, please go to